It's time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. Trevor Grady and Noah Cassidy here with you guys on a Friday edition of the show. Thanks for joining us today. Noah,
yeah,
good to have you here.
Good to be here again, day after day. You know, you just got to, it's business.
It certainly is. And let's get into some new facts for the listeners.
What do you got? So do you know why Egyptians shave their eyebrows?
No, I do not.
So most of the time when you actually think about like the statues and stuff, you see the eyebrows on it. Like, they usually have some pretty dominant or predominant eyebrows, right? So they do shave their eyebrows every once in a while. So here's a little – some facts. So ancient Egyptians often said that – or they didn't say. We often said that they would worship cats. Okay. They actually really didn't worship cats. They just – cats were very pampered, sometimes even bedazzled in gold and accessories. And occasionally they even allowed them to eat directly from dinner plates at the meal table. So cats first made their appearance – in the Fertile Crescent farming communities around 8,000 years ago, and then initially earned their keep as household protectors as they killed rodents, snakes, scorpions, things like that, protecting the household. And eventually the Egyptians grew to see cats, their protectiveness and companionship, as the same traits held by their deities and particularly Bastet. Which is one of their gods that has like a scorpion-looking tail, and they're usually predicted to be kind of like a cat or a lion type of goddess. And so that, once again, they kind of honored and saw the cats as being kind of the same thing as that. And so they would actually mourn their death by shaving their eyebrows. So if you saw an Egyptian on the street with shaved eyebrows, you knew that one of their cats typically had most likely died. And the period of mourning usually lasted as long as it took for the eyebrows to grow back, which could be somewhere along 3 to 4 months.
Wow. That is a strong showing of love and support for the past.
People freak out about accidentally shaving their eyebrows, doing stuff here. Imagine your cat died, and so I'm going to shave my eyebrows. That's how they did it.
Yeah. All right, well, did you know that Edgar Allan Poe, the famous poet, wrote only one novel?
One?
Yeah, so he famous poet known for his short stories, and he did write one novel, but it was the only one that he ever wrote. So it was named The Narrative of Arthur Gordon Pym of Nantucket, and it was first and last novel he ever wrote. It's considered now the beginnings of the science fiction and detective genres. And so his works are best known for macabre plots that consistently feature supernatural stuff in them. And Arthur Gordon Pym is part of that genre. So Poe published some of his most popular works about 5 years prior to this novel, including The Mask of the Red Death, The Pit and the Pendulum, and The Telltale Heart. But his only novel was this one that was set at sea, and it recounted the adventures of a New Englander named Arthur Gordon Pym, who stows away in a ship, and when he left land, he suffers a series of misadventures, including shipwreck, mutiny, and cannibalism. And that one novel that Edgar Allan Poe is considered the beginnings of the science fiction and detective genres.
So, and this is, you might not even know this because I can't, like, I know that I know it, I just can't remember. Was he, originally he did like poems and stuff?
Yeah, he was a famous poet for short stories. I think I read
short stories.
The Raven, I think was his.
Yes, The Raven. I remember doing that in high school.
Yeah. Okay. So most known for his poems, but he did write one novel and it was the only one he wrote. And so it ended up being a huge part of the science fiction and detective genres as well.
That's pretty good stuff right there.
All right. We'll see you guys next week on the Did You Know Show. Thanks for tuning in. 2:45 p.m., Monday through Friday. You can learn something new right here on KCHI.